Hello, happy Monday. Welcome to the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Grateful to have you with us. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Me and You, where we're looking at the idea of relationships and how that even though the word relationship doesn't show up in the Bible, it's all over the Bible. And we've talked about how our relationship with God, our vertical relationship with God, impacts all of our horizontal relationships. So this week we talked about singleness. Let me read a passage to you. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32 through 35. It says this: I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about things of the Lord, how to please the Lord, but the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, but to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay restraint on you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. What's interesting about the passage is Paul is writing specifically to the church at Corinth and telling them, answering a question that they had asked. You know, they were saying, is it okay to be married, or is it better to be single? What's more pleasing to God? And he's saying, look, both are fine. That, marriage is, you're not a sinful person to be married, and you're not sinful to be single, and you're not cursed by God if you're single, and you're not. He's basically saying, look, that's inconsequential. But what he does say is that if you're single, you have an incredible advantage because you're not divided in your interests, that you can be fully devoted to God. And says that married people, they do have other interests. They have to take care of their worldly things, their marriage, their relationship. And often married people have kids. And so that's kind of a big deal, things that, they do together. But in that last verse, he says, what I'm trying to do is promote good order. I'm not trying to take anything away from you. I'm not trying to steal your joy, but I'm trying to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. And I think that's the interesting part that, when you're single, and many people maybe who are listening in, if you're single, it's very easy to become obsessed with finding the right person. If I just find the right person, then I'll settle down and my relationship with God will take off. Then I'll finally be fully devoted to God once I secure my mate and find my person. But the thing is, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. In fact, it becomes more difficult to be fully devoted to God once you're married because of all of the responsibilities of being married. It doesn't mean that God thinks that's less than. Paul writes in Ephesians about how marriage is one of the most beautiful pictures of Christ in the church. But there are certainly responsibilities that come with it that are difficult, that make your heart divided because you spend so much time with each other and working to be a good, healthy and happy married couple in the Lord even. So then what's the point of this whole thing? I think that when we're single, we have an opportunity to be fully devoted to God. And when we're obsessed with just finding the right person, sometimes it takes our attention away from God. We have to train our hearts and minds to be devoted to God, even when we're single, so that it carries over into marriage. So what does that mean for the married couple? Well, I think that it takes two to work together to be fully devoted. I would just challenge you, if you're married, is to maybe ask your spouse, today, hey, what's one way I can help you to be more devoted to Christ? And then vice versa, and then pray for each other. Take some time with that. The question is, okay, what's the purpose in all this? I think, as we talked about in this series, that our relationship with God, our vertical relationship with Him, impacts all of the horizontal. And when we are devoted to Him, when we spend our time thinking, God, what do you want? What does your kingdom want? Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as is in heaven. When we start praying that into our soul, that devotion starts to take place in our heart, and we start to look for His activity and join Him in His activity. When we do that, He intercepts our life. He meets us in those moments, and we start to sense His activity, and it changes the way our relationship with God functions. We start to become more worshipful, more aware of His presence, and that changes all of our relationships around us. That devotion is the very thing that drives our relationship with God. And when He meets us there, that impacts everything. So what He's saying is, look, I want you to be fully connected to God. The advantage is not married or single. It's do you commit to connecting with Him, to seeking His activity, and joining Him in what He's trying to do in and through your life? Let me take a second to pray for us. Father, I pray that you would surely draw our hearts closer to an undivided devotion to you. Lord, for the single people, that you would help them to see the advantage of being able to leverage all of their time on behalf of your activity in their life. And Lord, for us married folks, I pray that you help us to be to work together, to be committed and devoted to your activity in our lives. Lord, help us to see and sense what is it you're doing around us and to join you in that. And we ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on to the next thing and think that through and talk to God about that. Till next time, God bless.